The Gift of Joy. It's spring. Flowers and trees are budding out thanks to a mixture of rain and sun. The sky is so blue, dotted with puffs of white. The air is clean and clear. And I have baby fish in my pond. Yes, we're on lockdown. Some of us are learning what it's like to stay home, rest, read, clean and organize, teach and entertain children. Or perhaps you are on the front line in essential workplaces. For this, I am most grateful. I hope you and your families are well and able to focus on the blessings that have come your way during this difficult time. I have many blessings in my life, but personally, being retired and widowed last June, I'm struggling with loneliness. Easter Sunday, I'm usually singing in choir and spending time with my family. But that didn't happen this year. So I decorated my front patio and garden with toy bunnies, prepared myself a lovely dinner as though I was the guest at my own party, and at 4 o'clock I was ready. You see, I had invited neighbors in 10 houses to join me on their front porches, patios, lawn, or sidewalk, telling them I'll be out on my front patio enjoying my Easter dinner along with a glass or two of wine, and my little Yorkie partner, Fiona. Mike used to call her his gem, and often Dogzilla, as people and other dogs pass by. Anyway, I thought we could wave, shout, maybe sing, whatever, but we could do it with a smile, for our neighborhood family will be together. No need to RSVP. If it worked for their household, just be out there. Well, to my surprise, 8 of the 10 houses were represented, and they all came to my front sidewalk and driveway, social distancing, of course. We had a lovely time visiting, some eating, some drinking, until the skies opened up and everyone scattered, all with smiles and laughter. It was a joyous occasion. There have been times in this past 10 months when my grief overcame me, and I would cry so hard for what seemed to be like so long. I had told Mike it was okay for him to go and that I would be all right. But during these grief-stricken times, I didn't and don't think I'm okay. I am thankful, however, that Mike and I didn't have to weather his 5 months on hospice during this pandemic. We were so blessed to welcome our families, friends, neighbors, pastors, and church staff, and our 3 young adult grandkids from Pennsylvania, and our former neighbors and their family from Germany. These visits would not happen this year. So how am I finding and accepting the gift of joy during my lockdown aloneness? Well, all I have to do is walk out into my front or back gardens, and there it is, joy all over the place. Working in my gardens gives me instant gratification. Fiona loves to go on neighborhood walks, so we do. And when she wants to play, there's no telling her no. We play. Neighbors have told me that as they've walked by, they smile when they hear me laughing as I play with Fiona. She is such a joyful little thing. I was glad to be asked to make masks for Catholic Charities. Doing for others brings me joy. I made Greek Easter bread for our neighbors for our front yard Easter dinner, and on Greek Easter, Orthodox Easter, the following week, I made more bread and delivered it to the Greeks, Mike's family. They were all staying in their own homes and appreciated the thought. We will all get together when social distancing relaxes. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Matthew 5:4. Yes, I miss Mike terribly, but yes, I am comforted. I am not anxious or worried. I have a sense of internal peace that is of great comfort to me. My daily conversations with God give me joy, peace, and hope. I know He is in charge. I know wherever I go and whomever I meet is part of God's plan for me. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24.